very early on. They weren't called focus groups in those times, but in the 1920s there was pioneering market research done by this very advertising agency, and again we're fortunate that those records have been preserved. And one of the things you can find is that the comments of the women they interviewed appear in the advertisements. Now there's a kind of selective process that goes on. I mean, obviously they're not putting in comments that this product is terrible and didn't work for me and I'm ready to sue the company. But commentary about the effect of the positive effects of the product would appear in the ads. By the 1930s, there were what were called consumer juries of women, and there was already a kind of nascent market segmentation going on, and so there'd be consumer juries of college women, of teens, of housewives, of older women, and the kinds of questions that would be asked in a focus group today were asked to those consumer juries. There's also a lot of work by magazines to solicit the input of their readers about cosmetics and beauty products, for example, food. So really quite early on, there was this sense that, you know, there's this truism that you hear from people in the industry. You know, you listen to oral histories of advertisers, and they really do talk about giving people what they want. I mean, they really do think that's what it is that they do. And that sense of the consumer democracy, you know, that they're simply responding to the needs and desires of people, was sort of built into the research that they did from the 1920s on.